local to Michigan. And we also have a training center in Warren as well for the whole state. And I'm also a board member on the Michigan Apprenticeship Steering Committee. So we're trying to help Michigan residents to understand the great opportunities that are available and in the skilled trades and the great careers that are available.
So you have two training centers?
Correct, yep. One in Lansing and one in Warren.
Okay. So you're looking for students?
Well, right, yeah. We're training 60 to 80 students a year at both facilities, and we still can't get enough applicants. So we're looking for qualified applicants that want to go into masonry. And, you know, these are great careers, but it's a great opportunity because all of this education and training is self-funded by the members, the organization, and the contractors. So there's no out-of-pocket costs for any students that are accepted into the program. Once they apply, they go through, meet the application requirements, and go through a regular interview. And once they're accepted, they're placed in the program for training after they complete the pre-job training. And then we place them in the field in a job and give them their tools as well. So it's a pretty great opportunity.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. The great part about, I think, these careers are that we're one of the few places where you can still get a defined benefit plan that starts on day one, a retirement. Now, when I started in the craft at age 19, it didn't mean a whole lot, but I'm 55 now, so I'm looking at that as, you know, a great opportunity for me to actually retire.
Sure.
And, you know, it's because it's a defined benefit plan. A lot of people don't understand that. It's not like a 401k that's connected to the market. So I can't lose it. You know, if the stock market crashes, I don't have to worry about it. So, also you have Blue Cross Blue Shield. 80/20 dental optical, and you also start at about $16 to $19 an hour, depending on where you're working in the state. Our veterans have a great opportunity, and we just brought on a new veterans rep for BAC Local 2, Michigan, and he's going to help our veterans coming out to utilize their post 9/11 GI Bill. So with your housing benefit and your regular wage, it averages about $30.25 an hour across the state. Then that's your starting wage. So there's a lot of opportunities out there right now. We're looking at, you know, this is probably going to be about a 10-year trend. We've got attrition that we're the whole country is dealing with the retirement of the baby boomers like me. And we've talked about these.
You can't fill them fast enough.
No, we've talked about these skilled trades worker shortages, you know, almost ad nauseum since about 1998. But the reality of this is actually we're beginning to feel it. And, you know, you've got contractors that need to know that they can meet these contractual needs, and we want to supply that. That's the training center's job, is to supply those personnel, qualified personnel that have been trained to take these positions. So
what is a mason?
Well, we get the fun part of construction, I think. You know, we do all of the outside of the building, plus the structural load-bearing masonry depends on, you know, the structure that we're building. But everything that we do is seen, and that's what I've always enjoyed about what I do at the end of every day, not just long-term, but what I build will be around for, you know, till I'm gone. But I can also see it every single day and say, hey, that was a good job. That looks good. You know, we do the masonry facade, so whether it's brick or it's terraclad or terracotta or limestone, or, you know, or if we're restoring some of the old buildings, the historical buildings down in Detroit and elsewhere in the state of Michigan, we go in and take out all of the old mortar and fix any repair the masonry structure and then replace the mortar and make it look as if we were never there. So, you know, the tile, you know, we do tile, marble, terrazzo. We train for five crafts. So concrete finishing.
But it's pretty specific, isn't it?
A
masonry.
Oh, yes. We're a specialty contractor, actually.
Yeah.
And that's all we do is just masonry.
What about the other fields, though, that are short?
Oh, there's definitely room in all of the other fields, whether it's ironworkers, carpentry, glazers, which are those that install the windows, operating engineers. It runs the gamut. Every aspect of construction. What's great about getting into construction right now at this time is that we are on a 3-5% growth rate nationally, and Michigan even more so because we felt the crunch before everybody else did. The recession really hit here first, and now that we're coming back, there's all of this pent-up demand. So there's a lot of projects going at the same time. Most of our apprentices last year were working overtime. So there is overtime available, which is, you know, thanks to the agreements that we have, you know, time and a half, double time Sundays, you know, so there's a lot of opportunity out there to make good hours, but we make a living wage in 40 hours. You know, I mean, you don't have to work the overtime, but it's nice that it's there, and it appears it'll be there for a while because, you know, we need applicants that will apply to our program that we can bring in and train. So a lot of opportunities.
How long are the classes, or does that vary by individual?
It varies by industry. In our organization, bricklaying is a four-year program, but all of the other crafts, tile setting, concrete finishing, refractory, and restoration are a three-year program. So you go to work and earn a wage as an apprentice, and you get a 5% increase every 6 months, and 750 hours worked. You got to have both together, but that's typical for all apprenticeship programs. But it's a graduated increase in your wages as you go, as you're learning. Plus, you go to school 144 hours a year for related technical instruction. And again, that's all paid for, you know, by the local union. So,
are the various trades, are they kind of tied together by the hip in these programs? Or
No, we all have our own separate autonomous programs.
Okay.
But, you know, we do work together. The Michigan Apprenticeship Steering Committee is a body that promotes apprenticeship throughout the state of Michigan. And we, all of the training directors sat on that committee. And we do work together in various projects to build, apprenticeship as a whole. So.
Seems like, students or kids really got steered away from the building trades really years ago.
Well, even since I was in high school, you know, we called it college prep back then. Now it's AP courses. But the statistics don't line up with the message that has been pushed out to our children over these past few generations. And, you know, statistically, 60% of the jobs in this country require some post-secondary education. So you're going to have to take some type of training, technical training or apprenticeship, but it doesn't necessarily require an associate degree or a bachelor's. And only 22% of the jobs, roughly, in the country require a bachelor's. People that go to college, only 22% of them graduate. And of those, 11% actually find a job in the field that they went to school for. So
those aren't good numbers.
Aren't good numbers. And I think we've been a little dishonest, with this.
Agree with you. Yep.
You know, over the years. And, you know, if you can get out of high school And you can walk in to an apprenticeship program and start at $16 to $19 an hour, plus health care and retirement. One, your parents are going to love you because they know there is an end game here.
Exactly.
But also, in 4 years, you've got a journeyman's card that's a portable credential. You can use it anywhere in the United States and Canada. It's recognized. And most of the organized skilled trades, you get credit at a college for your technical training. So we have an agreement with Washtenaw Community College, and it's called BAC University. You get 25 credits for your journeyman's card, and you can take online classes. If you just take one online class per semester at the residency rate, which is what we get for online, then you can have your associate degree and your journeyman card at the same time with, you know, virtually no debt, because, you know, you're only looking at somewhere around $250 a semester, you know, for those classes. But even without that, even without going to college, you know, the opportunities to be an estimator or to work in the office or to be a foreman, there's all kinds of opportunities.
Now, it sounds to me like the issue, either kids are not finding out about this, or they're being steered away from it. I don't know.
It's a little bit of both. We try to educate the public with going to schools and giving presentations.
It seems like kids would line up for this.
Well, sometimes they do. And I have had in the recent past students that had an aptitude for this, actually competed in Skills USA and did quite well. Their parents are dead set on them going to college when they don't realize that you can actually have both. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can earn a good living, and get a career and go to college. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Do you have to have an aptitude?
You have to have a desire. You have to have some of the studies that we've done on our own in the past 10 years, what we found was you have to have a desire to be mechanical. You know, if that desire
is
there,
that everybody's going to fall in love
with. Right, right. If you don't desire that, you're probably not going to make it. But if this is something that you want to do, mm-hmm. we'll give you the skills. I'll tell you the most important thing is show up every day on time. You know, just the normal things that we kind of take for granted.
Right.
You know, there is a drug screen day one. So you have to be willing to commit to being drug free. To start at these kinds of wages with this kind of a benefit package, you know, there are some expectations.
Sure.
And have a good attitude and be willing to learn. If you have those qualities, you're the candidate that we're looking for.
Willing to learn is probably the biggest.
It's really the biggest. I think if you want to learn this, you will do whatever it takes to make that happen. I fell in love with it. I actually Mason tended for about a year and a half. And I said to myself one day, you know, I don't want to just watch them lay brick. I want to lay brick. And so I've loved it all of my life. I've truly been privileged to work on some really historic structures and structures that were beautiful that are still around. I enjoy, whether I still tell my kids to the point they're probably like, yeah, Dad, I know. You know, yeah, I worked on that building right there, but now it's my grandkids I'm telling that. But I've also myself have just driven past some of the jobs I've done in the past that I was proud of, and just a lot of satisfaction in that. I really do love it.
What if kids are interested, or parents, what should they be doing?
Well, you know, the entrance requirements vary per craft. Math, you know, you talk about STEM. We talk about STEM, and we don't really talk about construction. And there's a lot of chemistry involved in construction and science and geometry. I mean, all of those things that are involved in STEM make you a good candidate for construction because you're going to utilize them. Math, you know, we lay these buildings out, you know, and, you know, using mathematics. So math and also you have to be physically fit. You know, a bricklayer in a typical bricklayer in a year's time can move as much material as three Boeing 747s. That's a, you know, we're doing it a piece at a time, but that's a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So you more than strength, you just really need endurance. You know, because these are jobs where you work strenuously all day. You know, it's not hurry up and wait. I mean, it's a steady thing. And
right.
Yeah.
But is there somebody to call, Howard, that somebody could talk to?
Absolutely. If you go to bricklayers.org or michiganbricklayers.org, bricklayers.org will get you to both training centers, both in Warren and in Lansing. You can springboard from there on the site. But
Michigan, is there room at both?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, uh-huh. Absolutely. And for our veterans, if you go to michiganbricklayers.org, we have a veterans tab on there that gives our veteran reps information. And you can actually talk to a person rather than going online and trying to figure it out. So
there's no real age requirement. I'm sure you're looking for a youthful worker, but that's not
It's not required.
Requisite.
No, it's not required. And as always, I mean, anything you can do going, if you're in high school, going to a career tech ed program is going to help you in applying to any program, as well as anybody that has any construction experience or any masonry experience. I mean, I worked in housing, open shop or, for 6 years.
How did you get started?
Yeah, I got started with family down in Texas. And I during the first recession back in 1980 when they said first, you remember the bumper stickers that said last one to leave Michigan, please turn out the lights?
Yep.
Well, that's when I went down to Texas and worked with family down there. I learned the craft and then.
How'd you learn it? Just on the job?
I learned it on the job. No formal training, no apprenticeship. It was really the school of hard knocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard that there was work back where I grew up, and I moved back to Michigan and joined the local union for the bricklayers. Best move I ever made in my life. I finally had insurance and a retirement. You know, if you have construction experience or you've worked in masonry, now's the time to get into the bricklayers and allied crafters.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and, you know, keep in touch with the program here.
Thank you, Greg. It was an honor to be here today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Howard Hypes, again, is there a number to call, Howard? If,
yes, or, you can call.
Or just go on the internet?
Internet will give you all the numbers. Again, it's bricklayers.org or michiganbricklayers.org. But you can call directly to Lansing at 517-886-2221.